You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists and world leaders are hoping for a radical change for the world's oceans as fisheries, plastic, and climate change continue to pose major threats to their health. Lucy Woodall is an Associate Professor of Marine Conservation Biology and Policy at the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom.
We are seeing impacts across the globe and disproportionately in countries that haven't been the emitters of greenhouse gases. But alongside that, we're seeing local impacts of fisheries. These might be unreported, unregulated, or poorly regulated fisheries, which are having direct impact on the ocean. And what we know is when we have those multiple stresses that are layering up on each other, this is creating a massive impact on the ocean, how it functions, and the benefits that it provides for us and the entire globe.
The United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says average global sea surface temperatures have increased by around 0.13 degrees per decade over the last 100 years. But fisheries and climate change are not the only factors threatening oceans. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has revealed at least 14 million tons of plastic end up in the oceans every year. It also suggests plastic makes up 80% of all marine debris, from surface waters to deep sea sediments. The Ellen MacArthur Foundation projects by 2050 there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean. Dr. Woodall says plastic pollution is a serious problem.
So what we found is that everywhere we've looked for microplastics, we found them. And in one teacup size of sediment in the Southern Ocean, we're finding at least 20 microplastics. So if you try and extrapolate that across the globe and across our oceans, we're not looking at billions, we're looking at billions of billions. So this is a really stark message to us, especially because we can't really pick that up. But what we can do is ensure that we only throw away plastic that we need to throw away.
The United Nations agreed to draft a treaty to end plastic pollution, a preliminary but crucial step towards tackling one of the most lasting sources of human waste. Delegates from 180 nations attended the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee for Plastics, including civil society groups, waste pickers, and a coalition of scientists. Such a treaty would be the first international legally binding treaty on plastic pollution, on land and at sea. The committee discussed regulating the thousands of hazardous chemicals baked into plastics and protecting the rights of people disproportionately exposed to plastic chemicals and waste. But why is it important to take such extreme measures? Dr. Jane Holden is the program manager of the Chittorum River Transformation Project at Monash's Sustainable Development Institute.
There's vast parts of our ocean that have no governance processes for their protection that go beyond the nation's processes. So it's important that these regions of the ocean that are maintained and managed in a way that ensures their sustainability in the future. And that requires member states of the UN to come together to find ways of returning those oceans to healthy states and maintaining them for future generations.
Dr. Holden's project addresses plastic pollution affecting vulnerable communities living across the Chittorum River in West Java, in partnership with Indonesia. So, as the United Nations tackles plastic pollution in an effort to protect the oceans, what should countries like Australia be prioritising? Cassandra Brooks is an assistant professor in environmental studies at the University of Colorado Boulder.
There's two really big things we can do to help, and one is to reduce global emissions. We need to do that immediately, and also to set up large-scale protected areas.
Dr. Holden explains how people in Australia can put these global targets into practice daily.
I think it's quite a challenge, even in households that are very diligent in recycling, to actually, we produce a lot of plastic waste. So I think ultimately we need to try and reduce our consumption of plastics through our purchasing habits. And then when we do produce plastic, really seek to ensure that we either reuse those plastics in different ways or we recycle them in the bins that are provided by our councils.
The next round of talks for the treaty is scheduled for this year in Kenya, and the final agreement is planned for late 2024. Kira Hain, SBS News.